This podcast is designed to give you advice and practical strategies on how to bounce back after failing an examination. Now, when you first get your results and you haven't passed, it's natural to feel angry. It's natural to feel upset and confused. These are normal emotions. But when you've worked through those emotions, it will be time to reflect on what you're going to do differently and how you're going to come back stronger in order to pass the exam the next time. My name is Tom Clendon, and I am an ACCA member and SBR online lecturer. I've spent my career helping students pass the exams, and sometimes that means helping them through a resit experience. I know that old keys won't open new doors. And it's the definition of madness to think that doing the same thing is going to result in a different outcome. So let me give you some advice and practical strategies on how to bounce back. First, I want you to think why. Not why have you failed this exam, but I want you to draw back and think, why is it that you're sacrificing your time and your money studying? Why is it that you want to be a qualified accountant? Why do you want to be ACCA? Now, for some of you, it will be to do with your career prospects. That you want a better job, a more interesting job. You want promotion. You want to work in another country. For others of you, it might be more to do with having the recognition and the status that you deserve. Or it might be to do with wanting to fulfill the expectations of your family. Or maybe you're a parent and you're just wanting to provide for your own children. Or it could simply be about money. Nothing wrong with that. Because money can give you a better life, a nicer house, nice holidays. Everyone's different. But I think it's good to remind yourself as to why you are sacrificing time and money and effort now in order to achieve ACCA status. But the other thing that you need to reflect on is why this latest exam result was not a pass. Now, you've got to be honest with yourself, because it was not just bad luck. You know it's not just good luck if you pass an exam. So it's not bad luck if you fail an exam. It's simply a reflection that the script submitted on the day was not good enough. The markers are marking the script. They are not marking you. They don't know you. Now, I think fundamentally there are two potential reasons why you may not have passed this particular examination. One of them is simply a lack of knowledge, that you didn't have the technical knowledge to pass the exam. The other is that you ran out of time. You may have had the knowledge, but you didn't have the right exam technique. You weren't answering the question in the right way. Your time management was not perfect, and it let you down. Now, realistically, it's probably a mixture of both, a mixture of knowledge and exam technique. And I want to give you practical strategies to help you overcome these issues. If you're a skills student, by the way, you should be accessing your My Exam Performance through your My ACCA app, because that's going to give you an insight into your particular exam performance. But it's only available for skills students. So if you are a skills student, make sure you access your My Exam Performance. But look, everybody needs to talk through their results, to talk it out, to talk about why they think they didn't pass this particular exam. Ideally, that conversation is had with your lecturer, somebody who knows you and knows your academic work. But if that's not possible, maybe you can find a mentor, somebody perhaps who's already passed this particular exam, somebody at work who's a qualified accountant, who's prepared to listen to your reflections on your exam performance. Your life partner, your best friend, is also a key stakeholder in your life and is another person to talk to. Because you should reflect with them. You should get their buy-in on the sacrifices that you're going to have to make in your life in order to resit this examination. And please, be prepared to listen to yourself and be prepared to listen to what your lecturer or mentor and partner have to say in response. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe." Now, this podcast is not 4 hours long, but I think of it as a process of trying to sharpen your axe in preparation for chopping down that tree, in preparation for passing the exam. And I want you to come out of this podcast with an action plan, with some practical ideas as to what you are going to do differently in order to pass the examination next time you sit it. Now, if you failed an exam with less than 40%, my gut reaction is that you should not immediately retake it. There's probably something fundamentally wrong. You've probably got a lack of knowledge, a deep lack of knowledge. And with respect, I think you need to start again from scratch and not go for an immediate reset. So my generic advice, if you've got less than 40%, is to regroup and start again. But if you've got more than 40%, then you need, in my opinion, to get back on that horse straight away. You need to resit that exam at the first available sitting. And that means registering for the exam. But please only do one exam at a time. Doing two exams in one sitting really runs the risk of splitting your forces. Right, so back to the two reasons. Knowledge, yeah, and time. We've got to improve our knowledge. We've got to improve our time management, our exam technique. Now let's think about knowledge. There's lots of knowledge to be found on your exam, on your syllabus, on ACCA Study Hub. There's lots of knowledge to be found on reading articles on the ACCA website. There's even stuff on YouTube. Perhaps you can afford to invest in yourself and this time sign up with an approved learning provider and do a revision course. You can do these face to face, or of course you can do these online. There are online tuition providers providing good quality revision courses. I hate Brussels sprouts. My mum always used to make me eat my greens, but I hated Brussels sprouts. Just like I used to hate cost of capital when I was studying financial management. But I did study it. And by the way, it did come up in my exam. What I'm trying to say is that you've got to study the whole syllabus. You cannot skip any topics. because every topic is potentially examinable in the exam. There is no hiding room. I love David Beckham. I think he's a beautiful man. And he could kick a football as well with his left foot as with his right foot. But you know, he wasn't born that way. That skill came through practice and practice and practice. So ultimately, he was good at kicking a ball, equally good with either foot. So improve your knowledge by working on your weaker areas. That's the best way to improve. Okay. Think about when you study. Plan it. When? The timing. The place. Now, some of you will study in the evenings. But maybe you're tired in the evenings. You've done a day's work. So maybe you'll be better off studying before work instead of after work. It's certainly true that you should study little and often. It's a bit like dieting, I suppose. Like exercising. It's best done on a regular basis, little and often. Not 6 or 8 hours on a weekend day. Don't binge study. Because you hit the law of diminishing returns. You get tired, you get fed up. So plan when you study. And when you do study, turn off that mobile phone, please. Or actually, maybe, just maybe, you can study on your mobile phone. Yeah? Podcasts, videos. They can be, the mobile phone is a tool. Maybe you can be studying whilst you're on the move, whilst you're on public transport. Yeah? By multitasking. Now, how do we go about improving our time management? Usain Bolt. I think he had good time management. He certainly ran very fast, didn't he? And how did he get good at running very fast? I think just by a sheer lot of repetition. He practiced a lot running very fast. In other words, what you've got to do is to practice a lot doing questions to time, doing mock exams to time. I'm probably not the first person to say that to you. It is the truth. Have you been to Old Trafford? Have you been to Anfield? I haven't. Even though I like football, and even though they're just a few hundred miles away from where I live. Now, when Manchester United play at Old Trafford, or Liverpool play at Anfield, they're playing in their home ground. And they're comfortable, they know the stadium, and they normally win their matches. But when they play away from home, their win ratio is less. Let's put it this way. I want you to make Old Trafford your home. No. I want you to make ACCA's practice platform your home, where you're comfortable, where you're going to have a good win ratio. Because you're comfortable with the ACCA's practice platform. I want you to be like Usain Bolt, practicing a lot, but doing questions on ACCA's practice platform. So when you come to the actual exam, you're in that comfortable environment. You're familiar with it, and you're not going to be troubled by any of the features of the practice platform because you're familiar with them. And there are plenty of mocks to do on ACCA's practice platform. The specimen exams, the past exams, and please do them to time. Don't be frightened. And when you've done your answer, exit the exam and save your answer. access the model answer. Print your answer because you will need to review it and mark it. Now, in an ideal world, you will have a tutor who reviews and marks your attempt. In an ideal world. And to me, that's a key part of any quality revision course. But we don't all live in an ideal world. I know that. So maybe you're going to have to dig out that mentor and ask them to look at your answers. Or maybe you can do some peer-to-peer review marking. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. If you've got a study buddy, you can review their script and they can review your script. Do you understand what they're saying? Yeah? Ultimately, though, it may be that many of you are going to have to go down the route of self-reviewing your own attempt. You have a marking guide and you have a model answer to work with. Look at your answer. Have you answered the question? Have you addressed every part of the requirement? Because you need to be marked out of 100 if you're going to pass this exam. You really can't afford to leave chunks of requirements just blank. Is your answer of the appropriate length? If the question wants you to discuss something for 6 marks, and you've written 2 sentences, that's not good enough. Marking guides tend to say 1 mark per valid point, and you will have the examiner's model answer to look at. But please remember that the objective of the exercise is for you to pass the exam. It is not for you to produce an answer that is identical to the examiner's model answer. No way. The goal, your goal, is to score in excess of 50%. And the examiner is providing a comprehensive answer for your education. You've got to produce an answer to time, and you're only aiming to get the majority of the marks available. Genuinely, I say to you, perfection is overrated. You need to pass the exam not to get the answer 100% correct. Now, you can learn from other people's mistakes. You really can. Simply by reading the examiner's reports. By reading the examiner's reports, you will learn where other people went wrong doing this past exam. I mean, how brilliant is that? So please utilize all of these resources that are freely available to you. To recap, motivate yourself by remembering why you are wanting to be ACCA. Enter the exam. Find a mentor to listen to you and to discuss things with you. Improve your knowledge by using the free resources that are out there. Improve your exam technique by practicing questions to time and reviewing your answers. Think positive. Do something different to achieve the result that you deserve, to achieve the result that will fulfill your potential. My name is Tom Clendon, and I am an SBR online lecturer and podcast. Thank you very much for listening.